అష్టోత్తర సదశ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ అభయ శరణారవింద భక్తివేదాంత గోస్వామి మహర్షిల ప్రభుపాదికి జయం. త్రిలా ప్రవిష్ట విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర సదశ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి మహర్షిల ప్రభుపాదికి అనంతపొడి వైష్ణవ బృందకి నామాచార్య శ్రీ హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి ప్రేమ సహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోపినాథ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరి గోవర్ధానికి బృందావన్ ధామ్కి మాయపూర్ ధామ్కి మధురపురి ధామ్కి జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామ్కి ద్వారకాపురి ధామ్కి గంగమాయికి యమునమాయికి తులసిదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సామవేద భక్త బృందకి ఓ ప్రేమనంది. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అండ్ గౌరాంగ, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద. మా విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రసాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి నిధి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవిం గౌరవాణి ప్రజారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశధారిణి. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. సంసార సాగరే మగ్నం దీనం మాం కరుణానిధే కర్మగ్రాహ గృహీతాంగం మాముద్ధర భవార్ణవాన్. శ్రీమద్భాగవదాఖ్యోయం ప్రత్యక్ష కృష్ణమేవ హి స్వీకృతోసి మయా నాథ ముక్త్యర్థం భవసాగరే. మనోరథే మదీయోయం సఫలా సర్వదా త్వయా నిర్విఘ్నేనైవ కర్తవ్యం దాసోహం తవ కేశవ. భవే భవే యథా భక్తి పాదయో సవ జాయతే తథా కురుష్వ దేవేశ నాథస్త్వం నో యద ప్రభో. నామ సంకీర్తనం యస్య సర్వభావ ప్రణాశనం ప్రణామో దుఃఖ శమనం తం నమామి హరిం వరం. జన్మాద్యస్య యతోన్వయాదిదరదశ్చార్తేష్వభిజ్ఞ స్వరాన్ తేనే బ్రహ్మ హృదాయ ఆదిగవయే ముహ్యంతి యత్ సూరయ. తేజో వారిమృతం యథా వినిమయో యత్ర త్రిసర్గో మృష ధామ్నా స్వేన సదా నిరస్తకుహగం సత్యం పరం ధీమహి. ధర్మ ప్రోజిత గైదవోత్ర పరమో నిర్మత్సరాణం సదాం వేద్యం వాస్తవమత్ర వస్తు శివదం తాపత్రయోన్మూలనం. శ్రీమద్భాగవదే మహాముని కృదే కిం వాబరైరీశ్వర సద్యో హృద్యవరుద్యదేత్ర కృతిభి శుశ్రూషుభి తక్షణా. నిగమకల్పతరోర్గలితం ఫలం శుభముఖాదమృతద్రవ సంయుధం పిబద భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహురహో రసిగా భువి భావుగా. ఆనందరూపాయ ఇశోల్పద్యాది హేతవే తాపత్రయ వినాశాయ శ్రీకృష్ణాయ వయం నుమా. యం ప్రవ్రజంతం అనువేదమవేదకృత్యం ద్వైవాయనో విరహకాదరమజుహావాం పుత్రేది తన్మయదయత్తరమోభినేదు తం సర్వభూతహృదయం మునిం ఆనదోస్మి. యస్వానుభావమఖిల శ్రుతిసారవేగం అధ్యాత్మదీపమదిదిదీర్షదాం తమోంధం సంసారిణాం కరుణయాః పురాణగుహ్యం తం వ్యాససూనుముపయామి గురుం మునీనాం. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం జైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే. కమనీయ కిశోరముగ్ధమూర్తే కలవేణుకుణిదాధృదానేందోః మమ వాచి విజృంభతాం మురారే మధురీం కణికావి కావి కావి. నమామి విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిన్ ఇది నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవిం గౌరవాణి ప్రజారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యాదేశధారిణే శ్రీమల్ గురు చరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమ. వందే నందవ్రజస్త్రీణాం పాదరేణుమభీష్ణశ యాసం హరికథోద్గీతం పునాది భువనత్రయం గోపీచరణారవింద పరమాణవే నమ. పీతాంబరం కరవిరాజిత చక్రశంఖం కౌమోదకీ సరసిజం కరుణా సముద్రం రాధాసహాయం అతిసుందరమందహాసం వదాలయేశమనిశం హృది భావయామి. కోమలం కూజయన్ వేణుం శ్యామలోయం కుమారక వేదవేద్యపరం బ్రహ్మ భాసదాం పురతో మమ. మూగం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంఘయతి గిరిం యల్కృపాదమహం వందే పరమానందమాధవం. శ్రీకృష్ణాయ నమ, శ్రీమద్రాధియాయ నమ. సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద. ఓం పార్థాయ ప్రతిబోధితాం భగవతాం నారాయణేన స్వయం వ్యాసేన గ్రథితాం పురాణమునినాం మధ్యే మహాభారతం అద్వైతామృతవర్షిణీ భగవతీం అష్టాదశాధ్యాయిని అంబ త్వామనుసంధదామి భగవద్గీతే భవద్వేషిణి. నమోస్తు వ్యాస విశాల బుద్ధే ఫుల్లారవిందాయత పత్రనేత్ర యేన త్వయా భారత తైలపూర్ణ ప్రజ్వాలితో జ్ఞానమయ ప్రదీప. ప్రపన్న పారిజాతాయ త్వత్రవేత్రైకబాణయే జ్ఞానముద్రాయ కృష్ణాయ గీతామృతదుహే నమః. సర్వోపనిషదో గావో దుగ్ధా గోపాల నందన పార్థో వత్స సుధీర్భోక్తా దుగ్ధం గీతామృతం మహ. వసుదేవసుదం దేవం కంసచ్చానూరమర్దనం దేవకీ పరమానందం కృష్ణం వందే జగద్గురుం. భీష్మద్రోణతటాజయద్రత జలా గాంధార నీలోల్పల శల్యగ్రాహవదీ కృపేణ వహనీ కర్ణేన వేలాకుల. అశ్వత్థామా వికర్ణ ఘోరమకరా దుర్యోధనావర్తిని సోతీర్ణ ఖలు పాండవైరణ నదీ కైవర్తక కేశవ. పారాశల్యవజ సరోజమలం గీతార్థగంధోల్కటం నానాఖ్యానకేసరం హరికథ సంబోధనా బోధితం. లోకై సజ్జన షల్పదైరహరః పేబీయమానం ముదా భూయాద్ భారత పంగజ కలిమల ప్రధ్వంసిన శ్రేయసే. మూగం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంఘయతి గిరిం యల్కృపాదమహం వందే పరమానందమాధవం. యం బ్రహ్మా వరుణేంద్ర రుద్రమరుదస్త్వన్ వంది దివ్యైస్తవైర్ వేదైర్ సాంగవదే క్రమౌపనిషదేర్ గాయంతియం సామగాః. ధ్యానావస్థిత తద్గదేన మనసా పశ్యంతియం యోగినో యస్యాందం న విదుసురా సురగణై దేవాయ తస్మై నమః.
So, in the 30th chapter, in the 11th canto, Krishna is preparing to leave this world, going back to Krishna's abode. So, we have seen yesterday that how the whole Yadava race was destroyed. By creating a rift among the Yadavas, they fought each other, killed all of them. And they left this world. Lord Balram also, after that, he decided to Ramanirayanam Alokya Bhagavan Devaki Sudha. Nishasada Harobaste Tushnim Asadya Pripalam. That Rama Samudra Velayam Yoga Masaya Paurusham Tatyaja Logam Manusham Samyo Jalpana Malpani. 26th verse. You can see Balaram has gone to the seashore and sat down in the yoga position and absolved himself into the through the yoga process into the truth, into the absolute truth, and left his human activities. Humanly activities, he has given up and left this world. Rama Niryanam Alokya Bhagavan Devagesuda. When Lord Balaram left this world, Krishna also decided to leave at the same time. He didn't want to stay anymore. Balaram knew, like Uddhava, that Krishna is leaving. So some commentators are saying that Balaram wanted to be back in the spiritual world before Krishna, because Balaram is Krishna's bed in the spiritual world. So he wanted to prepare the bed for Krishna before he comes back to the spiritual world. That's the devotee's different understanding. But Nishasada Dharavabhaste Tushni Masadhya Pippalam, that Krishna saw this situation and came to the Ashwatha tree, and underneath the Ashwatha tree he sat down very quietly without saying anything. And then that form is explained here, the four-handed form. When Krishna sat down, he had four hands. As I mentioned yesterday also, that Krishna had exhibited that four-handed form in few different situations. When Ashwatthama was brought back by Arjuna, after tying him down, it says there that this four-handed form Krishna has manifested there. And everyone who were present there, including Yudhishthira Maharaj, Draupadi, Bhimasena, and all others, they saw that four-handed form of Krishna then. That was one instance where Krishna has shown that. Another instance was when Rukmini and Krishna had once a debate about Krishna telling Rukmini they had a family sort of quarrel among them, so to say. In the 60th chapter, you can read that, in the 10th canto. That time also, Krishna has, when Rukmini fell, Krishna exhibited the four-handed form there. With four hands, Krishna picked up Rukmini from the floor. So instances like this, this is another instance when Krishna was leaving the planet where he has exhibited the four-handed form. So after that, when Krishna was sitting there, the hunter has shot the arrow, Jara has shot the arrow, and the arrow has come and hit the lotus feet of Krishna. And hunter realized what a mistake he has committed. So he came straight away running to Krishna and started apologizing to Krishna. Very serious apology, and then asking Krishna to punish him. Asking Krishna to punish him for this, what he has done. And that is where we mentioned yesterday that great, great personalities like Lord Shiva, Brahma and the Rishis, they all of them, that they even do not know who Krishna is. To that extent, Krishna is on a state like that. And they do not even know this creation, what has been Krishna has created. And in such a situation, how can a curse by the Brahmanas or the Rishis can have any effect on the Rishis, effect on Krishna? So anyway, they requested hunter, Jara, has requested Krishna to punish him. He wanted him actually to kill him for what he has done. It is at that time Krishna is talking to him. Krishna is saying to him, 39th verse, Ma bhair jare tvam uttishta kama yesha krido hime yahi tvam madanujnyadam surgam sugridinam padam. He jare, Ma bhai tvam uttishta me kama esha kritohi. My dear Jara, addressing that hunter, you don't have to be frightened about what you have done. Get up, because this was my desire. It was my desire, that is what has happened now. Tvam mad anujnyada sugridinam padam surgam yahi. By with my permission, you also go back to the spiritual world.
Yahitum adanityade surgam sugrutinam padam.
Surgam, it is mentioned there as heavenly planets. But actually, he was sent back to the spiritual world. That is the commentary from Sridhara Swami. What he is saying is that if you look into Krishna's pastimes, the first person to go back was Putana, wasn't it? The first person sent back was Putana. And the last person go back was Jara. Both of them, they haven't done anything favorably to Krishna. Putana came to kill Krishna. Krishna says, you go back. Jara shot arrow at Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna says, you also go back. Is there anybody else more merciful than Krishna? This is what Acharya Swamiji and many others talks about Krishna. They say like this, where else you will find this compassion to people? What Krishnavadaram means, it was a feast of liberation for people, sending back anyone and everyone back to the spiritual world. All of them who fought the battlefield of Kurukshetra went back to the spiritual world. Because they saw Krishna and left the body, they went back to the spiritual world. And then we have this example, Putana in the beginning and Jara at the end. Jara is the last person to go back. After that, there is no reference to anyone going back. So Putana went back, Jara went back, and all other personalities whom we saw in the 10th canto, so many, Pralambha, Denuga, Chanura, Mushtiya, and a huge list of people, they all went back to the spiritual world. That is why they say Jarasandha was very unfortunate. Only Jarasandha didn't get that, to be get killed by Krishna. Bhimasena killed him. Is it not? But still, because he had saw Krishna's presence, he left the body, seeing Krishna, he may have reached a higher, definitely a destination. But what we understand from the Bhagavatam is that so many great great demons, they all went back to the spiritual world. This is why Shuka Brahmarshi refers to Krishna, Aho Bhagiyam Sthana Kalakudam, Jigamseya Paya Yadapya Sadhvi, Lebhe Gadim Datri Ujidam Kutonyo Kamvadayalim Sharanam Brajema. Who else should I take shelter? Shuka Brahmarshi says there. That Ahom Bhagiyam Sthana Kalakudam. Bhagiyam means that Bhaga and Arishtasura and Putana, they are brothers and sisters. Putana is the eldest, then Bhaga, and then Arishtasura. The youngest is Arishtasura. Akasura. Putana, Bhagasura, and Akasura. Brothers and sisters. Putana went back in this way. Putana is called Bhagi, Bhaga's sister. Stana Kalakodam, and came and fed Kalakoda poison to Krishna. Jighamseya Pai Atapya Sadhvi Lebhe Gadim. And to that person who came like a nurse to feed breast milk to Krishna, and who intention was to kill Krishna, but Lebhe Gadim Datri Ujidam Kutonyo Kamvadayalum Sharanam Vrajema. And Krishna is saying, after all, you have come to me as my mother. Krishna is only seeing the In normally, if you observe this, in human society, if you have done, say, in normal relationships, if you have done 100 good things to one person, and if you do one thing wrong, the whole relationship will break. That's the way it is in this world. You may have done many good things to others and to somebody else, and if your relationship was such that you had done a lot of good things, but something somewhere went wrong, and one of the things gone wrong, then immediately turns very sour, the relationship. Krishna is just the opposite. You may have done hundreds of bad things, but one good thing if you have done to please Krishna, Krishna says you go back. This is the difference between Krishna and us. We deal with in this way. We have, once things goes wrong, our relationship breaks. But in Krishna's relationship, even if you have committed hundreds of offenses to Krishna in various ways, but if one thing if you have done to please Krishna, Krishna says you go back. That is what Putana's situation. Aho bhagiyam sthana kala kodam jigamsaya paya dapya sadhvi
ലേഭേഗതിം ദാതൃചിതാം കുതോന്യോ കം വാദയാലും ശരണം പ്രജേമ. After seeing that Putana situation, Uddhava says there about this, that who else will, anybody else will go and take shelter of somebody else except Krishna. Uddhava's point. And Shukha Brahmarshi was affected by that magnanimity what this Purna Brahmam Krishna has shown to the to Putana, a personality like Putana. So like that, anyway. So coming back here, you will see that Krishna is saying here that to the Jara also, Jara hasn't done any devotional service, has he? All he did, his devotional services, he shot the arrow at Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna says, you also go back. That's your service. Because I wanted it that way. Ityadishto bhagavada krishnenecha sharirina triparikramyatam natva vimanena divam yayo. That Jara, because he was instructed by Krishna to go back, and he circumambulated Krishna three times, and then by plane he was sent back. Icha sharirina means that icha sharirina means that body that cannot be destroyed, because it is shuddha sattvam, pure sattvagunam. ദാരുവ കൃഷ്ണ പദവി അന്യച്ഛന്നനുഗമ്യതം വായും തുളസികാമോദം ആംഘായാഭിമുഖം യയോ. ദാരുവ കൃഷ്ണ പദവീം അന്യച്ഛൻ തുളസികാമോദം ആംഘായ താം അനുഗമ്യ അഭിമുഖം യയോ. ദാരുവ ദ ചാരിറ്റിയ ഹി വാസ് ഫോളോയിങ് കൃഷ്ണ And he realized that Krishna was sitting there because of the smell that was coming from the tulsi garland, what Krishna was wearing. Tam tatra digmat yubira yudhe rubradam ashwathamule kritaketanam padim sneha pradalma nibapada padayo yadhadava plutisa bashparochanaham. Tatra digmat yubi ayudhe rubradam ashwathamule kritaketanam padim tuam drishtva. Krishna sitting there with all other weapons around him underneath this Ashwatha tree. And seeing that, Daruga was affected by that seeing Krishna's that particular posture. And with loving devotion, he went closer to him and started. Tears were coming from Dariva's eyes. He jumped out of the chariot, which is the Krishna's charioteer, and went straight to Krishna and fell at Krishna's lotus feet. Abhashyadastha charanam bhujam prabho drishti pranashta tamasi pravishta dishona jani nalabheja shandim yatha dishayam udube pranashte. He prabho to charanam bhujam abhashyadaha drishti pranashta tamasi pravishta cha bhavadi. Because I have not seen you for a while, Dariva is saying to Krishna, I have not seen you for a while, and therefore my vision has been affected by tamogunam, by deep ignorance. Nishayam udube pranashte yatha tatha disho na jani shandim cha nalabhe. Just like in the night time when the moon sets, and when everything is completely dark, even you don't know which is the directions, different directions. And you will never feel peaceful at that time because you don't, it is total darkness. Idi bruvadisu devai ratho garudalanchana khamulpapada rajendra sashvadvaja udikshada. Sude idi bruvadi he rajendra tasya udikshina garudam garudalanchana sashvadvaja ratha kham ulpapada. While this Daruga was talking like this, suddenly Krishna's chariot and all Krishna's chariot along with the horses and his flag, everything, whole thing together went into the sky, gone into the sky. The chariot which has come from the, it was come from the heavenly planets, it was sent for Krishna's use here. So now the purpose is finished. The whole chariot went back along with the horses.
And the names of the horses, everything is there in the Bhagavatam. Earlier mentioned, what are the names of the horses? And all of them went into the sky.
Tamanvagachan divyani Vishnu praharanani cha tenadi vismidalpanam smrutsutamaha janardana. Divyani Vishnu praharanani cha tamanvagachan.
So all Krishna's weapons also went along with that chariot into the sky.
Tena adi vismidalpanam sutam janardana aha.
Seeing all this, the charioteer, Dharuga, was standing there and he was in a shock. He was driving the chariot. And this chariot and the horses, everything went into the sky.
Gacha dharavati sutam nyadinam nidhanam mitha sankarshanasya niryanam bandubhyo bruhi maddasham.
He suta, dwaravatim gacha, nyatinam nidhaha nidhanam, sangarshanasya niryanam, maddashamcha bandubhyo bruhi. Says to Suta, to Dwaraka, go back to Dwaraka and inform all these things to all the relatives who are present there, left behind in Dwaraka, particularly referring to Vasudev, Devaki, Rukmini and other wives who are present there. Tell them that how everyone has beaten up each other, fought each other and killed themselves, and how Lord Balaram has gone back to the spiritual world through the yoga process. And my situation also, you can let them know that I am also on my way. And there you can see here that Bruhi Maddasham, the word used there, Bruhi Maddasham. Bruhi Maddasha means that that I am going and it is according to my desire I am going, not forced upon by anybody. On my own accord, on my own, it's my decision, I'm deciding to go back. That is why he's saying there, Bruhi Maddasham. It's my decision to show that who is Krishna. He can go back when he wants, he can come when he wants, he can go back when he wants.
Dwarakayam janasteyam bhavalbhischa sobhandubi maya tyaktvam yaduburim samudra plavayishyati bhavalbhi sobhandubi saha dwarakayam nasteyam.
Says to Dwaraka that you should not, none of you should stay along with all these relations in Dwaraka anymore.
Because samudram maya tektum yadugurim plavayishyadi.
Since I have left Dwaraka, and the ocean, the sea will take control of Dwaraka and he will go underneath the water. Dwaraka is going to go underneath the water. Krishna said this to, this is happening in Prabhasam. And Krishna is saying all this to Dwaraka to go back and say this to everybody there, to leave Dwaraka immediately, because Dwaraka will go underneath the water as soon as I leave. And Krishna has also said this to Uddhava in the beginning, if you remember, in the 7th chapter.
So swam parigraham sarve Adaya pidara ochana Arjunena avida sarve Indra prastham gamishyatha. Sarve sum sum parigraha na pidara ocha Adaya Arjunena avida Indra prastham gamishyatha iti bruhi.
Oh, everybody else who is present in Dwaraka, they can go back to Indra prastham, particularly with their families and my parents. Arjuna will take care of them and they can all go together to Indra prastham, he says, and that's my advice to them.
Tum tum adharma masaya jnana nishtha upekshaka man maya rajana meda vijnayopashamam vrajam. Tum tum adharma masaya jnana nishtha upekshaka eda man maya arajanam vijnayopashamam vrajam.
And to Dwaraka Krishna says, you also understand Bhagavata Dharmam, execute that Bhagavata Dharmam properly and be situated in the platform of knowledge. He says,
Jnana Nishtha Upekshaka,
situated in the Jnana Nishtha stage.
And Manmaya Rajanameda Vijnayoga Shamam Vraja.
And knowing that all of this is that my Yogamaya is doing all these things. All these things, what's happening now is Yogamaya's activity. And knowing that, prepare yourself and be established in the truth. And don't feel disturbed over this and remain peaceful about it. Tontum adharma mastaya jnana nishta upekshaka. Obviously, when Krishna has spoken Bhagavata Dharmam to Uddhava, and Krishna has given this understanding to Daruga also. Daruga has come from the heavenly planets, because Indra had sent him from there. And when he had come, he also has learned from Krishna many things, particularly about this Bhagavata Dharma, either through, while instructing to someone else or through Uddhava, we don't know. But he knows Bhagavata Dharma, so that's why Krishna is saying there, Madharma Mastaya, that Dharma, what Krishna has spoken to Uddhava, Bhagavata Dharma, and through that, Jnananishta. Jnananishta means established in the platform of the soul and remain in that state. Man maya rajana medam, and know very well all what is going on now, what's happening there, is nothing but yoga maya's activity. Vijnaya upashamam vraja, and with that knowledge, have that peacefulness inside. Upashamam vraja, and stay like that. Ityuktasam parikramya namaskritya puna puna talpado shirshni ubhadaya durmana prayaya upurim. Sa ityutta puna puna tam parikramya namaskritya talpado shirshni ubhadhaya durmana purim prayayav. Daruga, having spoken like this by Krishna, again and again circumambulated Krishna and paid his obeisances and touched his head at Krishna's lotus feet, and then in a sad state, He went to Dwaraka because he was instructed by Krishna to go and tell everybody in Dwaraka. So that's the last instructions to Dwaraka. So he had to do that. He had to go. And his instruction was to leave Dwaraka and with Arjuna travel to Indraprastham and live there. So that is what has happened there. And with that, the 30th chapter finishes. The next chapter, then, in this chapter is Krishna's departure to the spiritual world, and Vasudeva and Devaki, they also went back to the spiritual world. All that is covered in this chapter. Krishna has completed his pastimes on this planet and he is going back. Shri Shuka Vaja, Atra Tatra Agamad Brahmam Bhavanyaja Samam Bhava Mahindra Pramukha Deva Muneya Saprajeshwara Pitarasintha Gandharva, Siddha Gandharva, Vidyadhara Mahoragaha, Charana Yaksharakshamsi, Kinnarapsara Sodvijaha, Drashtugama Bhagavadu, Nidhyanam Paramol Sugaha, Gayandascha Granandascha, Shaurir Janmani Karmacha, Vavrushu Pushpavrushani, Vimana Vidhirnabha, Kurvanda Sangulam Rajan, Bhaktya Paramaya Yudaha. So, what's happening here? When Krishna was leaving, obviously, this was known. So news spread very fast about Krishna's leaving the planet. At that point, Lord Brahma arrived there. Lord Shiva arrived with Sri Parvati. They arrived there. And Indra and all other devadas, demigods, they also arrived. All the great personalities like Sanaka, Sanandana, Sanadana, Sanakumara, the four Kumaras, they arrived there. All the Prajapatis, Mariji, Atri, Angirasa, Pulastya, Pulaha, Kradu, Bhrigu, Vasishta, Daksha, and all the Prajapatis, they all came there. All the Pitrulokam inhabitants, Siddhas, Gandharvas, Vidyadharas, Charanas, Apsaras, all great, great personalities in all of them, they all wanted to see Krishna's departure from here. And they all came and stood in the sky, watching this scene, how Krishna is leaving this world. They wanted to see that. Practically everybody was present there to see this. All the great personalities. Te shaure janmani karmaja gayanda granandascha vimana valibhi nabha sangulam kurvanda paraya bhaktya yuga pushpa varashani babrushu. They were all singing the glories of Krishna and Krishna's pastimes, and their aeroplanes were all over the sky, and with lot of devotion to Krishna, they started showering flowers on Krishna from the sky. Showering flowers on Krishna. Bhagavan
Pidamaham Vikshya Vibhudi Almano Vibhu Samyo Jalmani Jalmanam Palmanetre Nemilayal. Palmanetre Nemilayal. That is the way Krishna left. Vibhu Bhagavan Pidamaham Almano Vibhudi Indradimsha Vikshya Almani Almanam Samyojya Palmanetre Nemilayat. That Krishna saw Brahma and all other devadas, they are assistants to Brahma. You see, it's all in the Brahmas. Brahma is the supreme authority there. Kumaras and Shiva, they have come later. But because Brahma, you remember, Brahma came and glorified Krishna when Krishna was about to appear. Before the appearance, which is known as Garbhastuti, what happened in the womb. When Krishna was in the womb, Brahma came with all these personalities, glorified Krishna and went back. Then, few days before this, Brahma came with all the demigods and glorified Krishna again, telling Krishna that whatever I have prayed for, we have prayed for, has all been fulfilled. And 125 years of your life has, 125 years you have spent on this planet, and left it like that. Brahma couldn't say to Krishna now that you can go back now. He couldn't say that to Krishna. So, knowing very well, Krishna realized the situation. Krishna said to Brahma that I am on my way. But the way Krishna is saying here is that after seeing that they all arrived, Krishna sat there in that yogasanam, yoga stage, and samyo jalpmani chalpmanam palpmanetre nemilayat. What does that mean? It means that Krishna has dissolved himself into the truth. You can only put it like that. That the, we will say, of course, from the devotee's point, we will say that he went back to traveled back to the spiritual world and all. But here, if you look at the words Krishna has used, the Shobramashri has used there, samyojyam almani chalpanam. He dissolved himself into the truth. Samyojyam almani chalpanam. Alma or Brahma. Gone back to Brahma. He dissolved himself into the Brahma stage, into the Brahma. He is Brahmam. So he has come from Purna Brahmam, has manifested in that form. So the form Krishna has in that yoga position, he closed his eyes and Palpanetre Nimilayat. Palpanetra means his lotus eyes, Nimilayat. He closed his eyes and decided to leave this world. Exactly like the way, if you look two verses before, the same word used for Balram also. 26th verse. Rama samudra velayam yogamasthaya paurusham tatyaja lokam manushyam samyojalpanam almani. Samyojalpanam almani. Here he says samyojalpani chalpanam. Palpanetre nemilayad. The eyes are the most beautiful eyes ever created. And therefore the eyes are so important as far as Krishna is concerned. That, remember, in the appearance time also Sugar Brahmarshi mentions this. Balagam ambujayakshanam chadurbidam shankagadharidhaidam tam albudam balagam ambujayakshanam. Albudam, albudam, said Sugar Brahmarshi. Vasudev, Sugar Brahmarshi says that Vasudev saw tam albudam balagam ambujayakshanam, Krishna's eyes. Eyes are known from that day. The eyes are well known, Krishna's eyes. Ambujayakshanam. And that eyes Krishna has, palpanetram nimilayat. Krishna has closed it down. And the leaving the body here is not the way yogis are leaving. That is the next verse. It's not like the way yogis leave. That's what the next verse. Yogis, when they leave, what do? They raise the Atma, bring it down to Sahasraram through the different chakras, bring it down to Sahasrara Padmam, and from they break open here and then they go. That is not how Krishna has left. To specifically tell us that is the next verse.
Just to tell us that he didn't live like the way yogis leave the world.
Lokabhiramam swadhanam dharanadhyanamangalam yogadharanaya agneya athadva dhamavishal swakam. Lokabhiramam swadhanam dharanadhyanamangalam yogadharanaya agneya athadva dhamavishal swakam. Bhagavanstu lokabhiramam dharanadhyanamangalam swadhanam agneya yogadharanaya athadva Sokham Dhamma Avishad.
Krishna, who is everyone is dependent on, being everybody is Antaryami inside, and the whole creation is dependent on Krishna. And that form of Krishna is for meditation for the devotees, Krishna's form. And that beautiful form, Krishna did not burn. Like the way yogis do. Yogis burn their body. Because in the process of the yoga process, when the kundalini raises through the chakram and comes to the topmost, and when it breaks off, the rest of the body burns into ashes. You will see in the Dakshayagam, Sri Parvati left the body through the same process. Sri Parvati in front of Dakshapajapati and others left her body in that way. That is their special capacity. To do what they want with their body, isn't it? They can leave the body when they want. If they don't like it, they can throw the body away. So, Sri Parvati did that. And that same yoga process, Krishna didn't follow that process. So, but Lord Brahma and many others, they wanted Krishna to come back to their planet on their way back, on Krishna's way back. Everybody wanted to invite Krishna to their own planet. Brahma also wanted Krishna to come back to Brahma's Satyayogam. But Krishna didn't want to go. Krishna knows where to keep everyone in their position. Anyway, so some Sridhara Swami says there that Krishna closed the eyes to give a false impression to Brahma that I'm leaving the world, the body is not going anywhere. So, the reason for not burning the body is Dharana Dhyana Mangalam Lokabhiramam. Those two words are to tell us that Dharana Dhyana Mangalam Lokabhiramam. Dharana Dhyana Mangalam means that form of Krishna which is everyone loves to meditate upon. Dharana Dhyana Mangalam. Most auspicious form for meditation, Krishna's form. It is for that purpose, because it is for meditation, Krishna didn't want to burn that body here. Other thing was Lokabhiramam. Lokabhiramam means it is so attractive to all world and Krishna didn't want to destroy. So, because if that body is destroyed, burned, then the whole world will be upset who have seen that form. They'll be very affected by that. And similarly, this form which is available for dharana or dhyanam, for meditation purposes, that will also won't be available anymore. So that was the reason, Sridhara Swami says there, that the body was not burned. That's why you'll see, yoga dharanaya agneya adhadva. Adhadva means not burning. Not burning it. So, there's also that it was not burned. That is the most important thing. The body was not burned into ashes. So, but all the demigods and Brahma including, they were all in a confusion there, in a sort of a. They felt that maybe Krishna is coming to our planet. They were thinking like that. And they were hoping that Krishna will be on their way to Satyayogam. Dividundubhayo nedu pedu sumanasas chakad satyam dharmo dadir bhumi kirti shri chanyutam yayu. Then, when Krishna left this world, in the sky, the demigods beat the drums. And they continuously showered
flower and flower petals on Krishna. But something else happened. Satyadaya tamanu yayu. With Krishna's departure from this world, truthfulness, religious principles, dhairyam, kirti, shri, auspiciousness, all these things, all the good qualities along with Krishna, that's also gone. That's also gone. Devadayo pram brahma mukhya na vishandam sudhamini avijnadagadim krishnam dadrushuschadi vismidaha. Brahma mukhya devadaya sudhamini vishandam avijnadagadim krishnam na dadrushuhu adi vismida babhuvo. So all the Brahma, Lord Brahma and others, they were looking to see whether Krishna is coming to their own abode, isn't it? But when Krishna left this world, the way Krishna disappeared was, they compare that with the lightning. Now and then the form was there in the sky, and then disappear, and again it will appear, again it will disappear, like the lightning. Lightning appears and disappears. In a similar way, he says, avijnadagadim krishnam dadrushuschadi vismida. Brahma and others, nobody knew which way Krishna is going. Nobody could find out where Krishna is going, how is he going away from here. Dadrushuschadi vismida. They were in a state of in a shock, not able to figure out which way Krishna is leaving the world. Avijnadagadim, that means they didn't know which way he is going. He was appearing here, appearing there, appearing here, appearing there, in different places, and he was leaving this place. So, when they saw that, they were in a shock, in an amazing experience that they were. Saudaminya yadha akashe yandya hitva brahmandalam gedir nalakshade marte tatha krishnasya devatehi. Then abhramandalam hitva yandya saudamini akashe gedi yadha marte nalakshade tatha krishnasya gedi devatehi nalakshade tal parshade reiva lakshade. So when the clouds, meghamandala means that the clouds, when that stage is over, all this time it was like a lightning going. Krishna's form was appearing like lightning and disappearing. Exactly like the way the lightning happens in the sky. Here and there in so many places, lightning appears and then disappears, isn't it? So, human species could not see that disappearance of Krishna. But demigods were able to see that, Krishna's form disappearing in different places. But now even demigods have also lost the vision of Krishna's departure. And only very close associates of Krishna were able to see that Krishna's journey back. Brahma rudradayastedu drishtva yogagadim hare vismidastam prashamsanda swam swam lokam yayustadam. Brahmadayastedu hare yogagadim drishtva vismidastam prashamsanda swam swam lokam yayu. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, all of them, and they were all looking at Krishna's disappearance at different places at the same time, and they were also in a shock, and they were talking about it, and then they went back to their abode. Brahma went back to his abode, Lord Shiva went back to his abode. So initially, when Sukadeva Goswami said this to Parikshit was a little bit confused. He could not understand how Krishna left this world. But when he gave this example of lightning, how lightning appears and disappears, and that is how Krishna has left this world, when he heard that, the Parikshit Maharaj was somewhat satisfied after hearing that. Because that example of lightning is very comparable to the way Krishna disappeared. If you observe the lightning, how it happens in the sky, a few different places, and then it disappears. So you never be able to say, where has it gone? Like the lightning, it comes and it goes. And that's exactly the way Krishna left this world. Initially, Parikshit had a difficulty to understand that where Krishna has gone. But when he explained this, Rajam parasya tanubrajjananapyeha maya vidambanam avehi yatha nadasya srishtualpanedam anubishya vihritya chande samhritya chalpam mahimo uparadasam aste. He says here that, my dear king, that Krishna's appearance in this world, like an actor comes onto the stage. Actor comes onto the stage. And exactly like that, like an actor who comes here, does his role and he goes back. It was very much similar to that, says Sukadeva Goswami. He says here that his appearance among the Yadavas and his disappearance, avirbhavam and tirabhavam, appearance and disappearance, know that it is all the activities of Maya. Maya is the one who is doing all these things for Krishna, to present it to the world that yoga maya vilasam, he says here. Maya vidambanam avehi yatha nadasya. Maya vidambanam. Maya vidambanam means it is Maya's activity. Maya arranges everything for Krishna's appearance. Remember in the beginning Krishna says to yoga maya to make all the arrangements. And that arrangements is what is all happening now. Even disappearance is also under Maya's control. Control in the sense that Maya is directing everything in such a way that everyone is perplexed about it. Perplexed about it. So, and know this. Shiva Brahmarshi says to Parikshit, you know this. Be aware of this all the time, he says. Yoga Maya is running the show. Right from appearance, that's what has happened, isn't it? Yoga Maya did everything just to show to us how much everything is under Maya's influence. Nobody has any freedom here. When, first of all, Krishna called Maya and told her, go and take Balaram from Devaki's womb and plant her in Rohini's womb. Yoga Maya did that. Then Krishna was taken from the prison cell to Gokulam and asked Yoga Maya to appear there and in exchange bring Yoga Maya from there back to the prison where was Devan Devaki was there. And who arranged, and you know when you read in the second, third chapter when the appearance happened, when how Vasudev had to go from Tamsa's prison cell to Gokulam, to Nanda Maharaj's home, put the whole world into sleep. Everybody was sleeping. Everybody was sleeping, isn't it? In the Nandotsavam, if you read, you will see that. Who put that everybody into sleep? Yogamaya did that. She put everyone into sleep. Nanda Maharaj is standing there and sleeping. Standing and sleeping. All the cowherd men, they were all waiting for Yashoda Devi to deliver the baby. So men has no access. They had to wait outside. And they were all standing there. When Vasudev walked in, except Vasudev, everybody else was sleeping. When they walked, Vasudev came with Krishna in the hand. All these men were standing outside and sleeping. Standing and sleeping. So that's only way how Vasudev could exchange the baby. And when Yashoda Devi delivered the baby, Yogamaya was the baby, through her potency Yashoda also fell into sleep. Yashoda didn't know whether the baby was a boy or a girl, even. And she had to sleep till this exchange is over. And only after that, Yogamaya cried. Yogamaya cried there, isn't it? And Yogamaya, as he hearing Yogamaya's cry, Yashoda woke up. By now, Vasudeva has taken the baby, Krishna, and had gone all the way to the prison, to Devaki. And while Vasudeva was exiting from the prison, the doors were all locked. Kamsa had employed everyone to keep a close eye. They were also standing and sleeping. The doors were opening, the chains which were they were put under, the shackles were put on, Vasudeva's feet, Devaki's feet, everything, they all opened automatically. That's Yogamaya. That is why we say akhatita ghatana padiyasi maya. She can do what she wants, and you won't be able to logicize anything with her actions in this world. Whatever she does, she likes. What we think cannot be done, she can do it. That's the difference. And it is that yoga maya who is arranging this departure of Krishna. So yoga maya's prabhava, her potency, she has already shown at the time of appearance, hasn't she? She has shown everything what she can do here. Put the whole world into sleep if she wants. She can change anything and everything. People will ask, how could Balaram, that even Maharaj Parikshit was confused. He was told that Devaki's son is Balaram. And then they are saying that Rohini has delivered Balaram. So how could there be two mothers for one person? We never heard that before. So, and that is why Parikshit Maharaj asked that question, and Shukam Brahma, she enjoyed that question, saying that, oh, you're listening very carefully, how there could be two mothers for one child. Balaram even didn't know. That's the interesting thing, that he was transported from Devaki Devi to Rohini Devi's womb. Even Balaram didn't know. Krishna has told Yogamaya, when you're transporting Balaram from there to Rohini, he shouldn't even know that. Even Balaram should not know that. Because Krishna says, I know my brother how he is. If he finds something is not, he's a very straightforward person, Balaram. If he finds that something is not straightforward, he will probably wake up and start talking, and then the whole plan will get upset. So when Krishna said this to Yogamaya, Yogamaya said, O Omidi, Tadhedi, it will all be done as you wish. And that power Yogamaya has got. This is why Prakriti is not a simple thing as we think about Prakriti. How she is controlling all of us, isn't it? Yadevi sarvabhudeshu nidrarubena samsthita. Namastase, 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 namo nama. All the time paying obeisances to her. She wants to put us into sleep, it's not very difficult, isn't it? Put us in front of the Bhagavatam, we will get a straight away good sleep. That's her way of putting us into sleep. And or create some hunger inside. Kshudharubena samsthita. Just a little bit of hunger is sufficient. All our shraddha goes into prasadam straight away. So everything, krodharubena samsthita, kshudharubena samsthita, nidrarubena samsthita, every control she has on this body. After all, she gave us this body. Maya has given us this body. And she has complete control over that. And she is the one who is changing this body every second. We say the cells are changing, but who is changing it? Who, under whose control all these changes happening us? We say, oh, I am this, I am that, everything. She says to us, you're nothing. Our so-called identity with this body is so stupid that Sri Parvati or Yogamaya, she is controlling this every second. Our life in this world. And then when finally, because she gives us a body according to our prarabdham. And when our prarabdham is finished, she says, the purpose is over, give me back what I've given it to you. So we hand over here and we go. That's all. Business is over with that. So to such a far extent she has control over us. And you can see in Krishnavataram also how she controlled the whole situation. And that's what here also happening. That maya vidambanam avehi yatha nadasya. The whole time when Krishna was present here, all pastimes and everything, she had the greatest role to play. Yogamaya had the greatest role to play. And Krishna also told her that after my departure, you will be worshipped by the world in so many different places. And all the names are also mentioned there, isn't it? Ishani, Ambiya, Narayani, then Vaishnavi. All different names, Bhagavati, Devi, all other names are mentioned also. And you will be present in this world and people will worship you. That was Krishna's arrangement with her. And that's what has actually happened. So, idam srishtva, and so here Sugadeva Goswami, Shukabrahmashi is saying to Parikshit, all these things, what's happening, just know that it is Yogamaya's activity. It is Yogamaya's activity. That as far as Krishna is concerned, even in the appearance or even in the creation, maintenance or dissolution. In all these three things, even there, Krishna doesn't get involved. Maya does everything. Maya conducts the whole business. Creation, she is behind it. Without her power, Brahma cannot create. Without her, without her presence, Vishnu cannot maintain. Without her presence, Shiva cannot destroy. To such an extent, she has a control over everything here. That in all these situations, Krishna is not involved directly.
Idam srishtva almana tatra anivishya vihritya ande samhritya jasa alma mahima uparadaha aste.
So, as far as Krishna is concerned, these millions and millions of universes has been created. Only thing is, Krishna is present everywhere as Antaryami. In all, everywhere, He is present. Present as Antaryami. And as Antaryami, He plays His role in this different bodies. We are all that different bodies. Where Antaryami is playing its past Leela. Antaryami's Leela it is. We are actually the playground for Krishna to play with. We are the toys Krishna plays with. He is present inside as Antaryami and we continue to live in this world. Finally, everything is, when the show is over, everything is closed down and Krishna is not affected by anything. That's why you will see Urna Nabhi. The word used is Urna Nabhi. Urna Nabhi means spider, isn't it? Among the 24 spiritual masters, the Dattatreya Maharshi called Urna Nabhi Sudeshagat. This Urna Nabhi, if you observe very carefully, is a very interesting. It's mentioned in the Upanishads also. The same Urna Nabhi is used as an example. Like we say, Rajasarpam, isn't it? Like the rope and the snake example. In the similar way, this spider is used as the best example of creation of Brahma. Krishna's creation, in other words. Why? Because Krishna creates everything and He comes into everyone as Antaryami. And then when Krishna withdraws as Antaryami, withdraws from us, we are finished, gone. Spider, have you observed that? When it builds its web, that whitening liquid, that thing that comes from there, what a beautiful network it creates around it. And you don't understand how it is coming from that body. Little body from that, just keeps coming. So many meters of length of this sometimes is so big, net it creates. And when it's all created, it stays like that, and then when it withdraws, the whole thing goes back into its body. Whole thing goes back into its body again. So able to release it when it wants and build this net web, and when the business is over, it can withdraw that back and stays quiet. That's Urna Nabhi. So it is the same thing. Krishna creates everything. Therefore, you will see in many places this example of creation process compared to Urna Nabhi. Urna Nabhi, Subhashakrat says, the Dattatreya Maharshi, one of the spiritual master he is. So Krishna, in the similar way, like Urna Nabhi does, it creates, the spider does, it creates a web and then it withdraws everything afterwards. And Krishna also creates everything, enters into everything as Antaryami, and then withdraws back and everything disappears from here. And no other way we have to think about that, because you have already seen, Shukha Brahmashri says to Parikshit, you have already seen Krishna's special potencies in this time, life itself. Martyena yo guru sudam yamaloga nidam tuam janaya sharanada paramastra dagdham jigyandagandak andagam abhisha masavanisha kim suavane suranayan mugayum sadeham yamaloga nidam guru sudam yamartyena sahamanayad. Yama has taken Sandivani Maharshi's son, and Krishna went there and brought that child back to please Sandivani Maharshi. That was one of the Guru Dakshina for the spiritual master Krishna has done, isn't it? Krishna went and brought him back
and handed him over, here is your son. And Sandivani Maharshi could not believe himself what has happened, that he has come back. And Sharanadaya Paramastra Dagdam Tuamcha Anayadu. You were in the womb of Uttaradevi, burned, already burned, practically dead. And because of Ashwatthama's Brahmastra, Dagdha Prime means that Paramastra Dagdham. Dagdha means already burned. There is no possibility of living. He was already burned because of the Brahmastra inside. And Krishna brought you back to life. Similarly, Jigge Andagandagam Abhisham Savanisham. That even Lord Shiva had fought with Krishna in the Banasura's story, you will see there. And he lost. Krishna, Shiva lost the battle. And now finally, Kim Swavane Suranayan Mrgayam Sadeham. That hunter Jara, who has done such a sinful thing by shooting the arrow at Krishna's lotus feet, he sent him back in his body to the higher planets or to the spiritual world, as Sridhara Swami says. He has even gone back to the spiritual world. All these things, who could do this except Krishna? And because it is like that, do you think that Krishna cannot protect you? Shukha Brahmarshi is asking Parikshit, why do you worry? If you look at what Krishna has done before, how Sandivani Maharshi's son was brought back from the heavenly planets, from Yamaraja's control, he was brought back, and how Parikshit was protected in the womb of Uttaradevi, and then again, even Lord Shiva, he had to fight with Krishna and lose that battle. All these things have happened, and is there any difficulty for him to protect you? He says to Parikshit. But basically, what Shukha Brahmarshi is saying is, all this is Leela. All this is Leela. Leela vattu, loka vattu Leela kaivalyam. There is one statement about this in the Brahma Sutra. Loka vattu Leela kaivalyam. That it is Leela. Krishna's Leela, that is. You can't find an answer for all these things. Why? That question doesn't arise. So, if it is all Leela, then the question is coming. Sridhara Swami says here, if it is like that, why doesn't he stay a little bit longer time here? Why go back when only 125 years he was here? Why doesn't he extend his stay some more time here? That question will come. Tadhapi ashesha sthiti sambhava apyaye ananya hedur yad ashesha shakti drik. Naichalpranedam bhaviratra sheshidam martyenakim sustagadim pradarshayan. Then, yadyabi ashesha sthiti sambhavapya ayeshu ananya hedu. Ashesha shakti drik tathabi nijam bhaviratra sheshidam pranedam naichal. Even though Krishna is responsible for creation, maintenance and dissolution, and even though he is all powerful, he wanted to say to the world, what benefit is having my body here, this body being present here, and to show to us also that body alone is not, maintaining body and looking after body alone is not the goal. And to show to others who have come to spiritual life that there is a higher existence in the higher world apart from here. And to show them, to those who are situated in spiritual life, to show them a path to going back to the spiritual world. That is why this route was taken in this way. And he did not want to keep that body here in this world on a permanent basis. Because if you keep Krishna's body here permanently, the Sridhara Swami says there, the possibility is that others also will think, why shouldn't we enjoy like Krishna here? keeping the body healthy through yoga process and remain here forever. Because Krishna is staying here, why shouldn't we also stay here? Krishna wanted to show to us, this is not a permanent place to stay. It's better to leave this place as early as possible through the right way, through the right process. To show to us that this world is concerned, Krishna is not very fond of staying in this prakriti. In this prakriti, because anybody who comes here, they are also under the control of prakriti here. So to teach us all a lesson that to remaining here permanently is not the goal. It's not the goal. Prepare ourselves as best as we can and not to come back is the goal. Not to come back. So to teach that lesson, Krishna has done this. Spend 125 years time, and then when the purpose is finished, he decided to go back. He didn't want to stay here. In order to teach us that we also should think in the same way like Krishna has done. After the business is over here, we should not have any more desire to stay back. And that is the reason why Krishna did not keep that form here anymore. If he wanted, he could have kept it, but he didn't do it for this reason only. And that is what Sridhara Swami mentions about this. That's the reason why he left, why Krishna left. Ya edam pradiruthaya krishnasya padavim param prayata kirtayet bhaktya tamevapto tyanuttamam. Tamevapno tyanuttamam. Ya pradiruthaya krishnasya param padavim prayataha bhaktya kirtayet sa anuttamam tamevagadim apnodi. One who wakes up in the morning and one who remembers this departure, Krishna's departure from this world, how he departed from this world with fully focused and concentrating and with the devotion, glorify this, he also has a possibility of going back to the spiritual world. That's a benediction from Sukadeva Goswami. He says this particular pastime of departure from this world, one who reads this, remembers this in the morning while waking up, that this is what Krishna has done, and all the explanation what's been given there, when one reflects on that every morning and glorifies Krishna in that way, he also will reach a higher destination. Dwarugo dwaragamitya vasudeva ugrasenayoho paditva charanavastir nishinjat krishna vichudaha. Krishna vichuda dwarugo dwaragamitya vasudeva ugrasenayoho charano paditva asray nishinjat. When Krishna left this world and Daruga had gone to Dwaraka, there he went and saw Vasudeva and Ugrasena there. Vasudeva and Ugrasena. He fell at their feet and washed their feet with his tears, because by now Krishna has gone. Kathaya amasa nidhanam vrishninam krishna shonrupa tachrutve dudigna hridaya jana shoka vimurchidaha. He nrupa vrishninam nidhanam krishna sha kathaya masa. So, my dear king, to Parikshit, is saying that Daruga went back and told everyone who was in the Dwaraka what happened to all the Yadavas and how they were all gone. They have all gone from here. Tat shutva janaha udigna hridayaha shoka vimurchidaha. Hearing this, all those who were remaining in Dwaraka, who were present there, left behind, they all became very distressed. Because Dwaraka was at that time, you have to remember when Krishna was there, Dwaraka was the most opulent place, is it not? Especially all the Yadavas and Krishna's huge family and children, grandchildren, such a huge population they had. And they have now gone. Everybody has left because Yadavas had come and they fought each other, they killed, they have gone. And now Krishna and Balarama has gone. And Daruga has come and informed all these things to the remaining people who are present there. Ugrasena, Vasudeva and others who are present there, they were told all these things. And Tatrasmo Turida Jagmo Krishna Vishlesha Vihvala Vesava Sherde Yatra Jnada Yoghananda Ananam. That Jena Krishna Vishlesha Vihvala. People, after hearing about Krishna's departure, felt very distressed. And they wanted to see all the people who have left and wanted to come and see all their relatives, Yadavas who have fought each other, and see them, and they wanted to find who are lying there in dead after the beating up each other.
Devagi Rohini Chaiva Vasudevas Tatha Suthau Krishna Rama Vapashyanta Shokartha Vijahu Smriti. Devakyade Sudhav Krishna Rama Apashyanta Smriti Vijahu. Devagi Devi, Rohini, Vasudev,
and all of them fainted. Hearing that Krishna and Balram had gone, they fainted. They fainted because of the distress.
Pranamscha Vijahustatra Bhagavad Virahaduka Virahadura Ubahuhya Padim Stada Chida Ariruhu Striya.
Then Bhagavad Virahadura Pranamscha Vijahu. They also left their body because of feeling this separation from Krishna. They also left their body.
Striya Swan Swan Padin Ubaguhya Chida Ariruhu.
All the women, they also jumped into the fire of their husbands and they left their bodies as well.
Rama Patnyascha Taddeham Ubaguhyagni Avishan Vasudeva Patnyas Tal Gatram Pradir Nadin Hare Snusha Krishna Patnyo Avishan Nagnim Rukmin Nyadya Tadalmiya. Rama Patnya Tadeham Taddeham Ubaguhya Agnim Avishan.
Balaram's wives, they all jumped into the fire and gave up the body. Gave up the body.
Vasudeva Patniya Tad Gatram Hares Nusha Pradyum Nandisha Ubaguhya Agni Mavishan.
Vasudeva's wives, Vasudeva had 17 wives, and they also jumped into the fire. Vasudeva left his body and into the fire they jumped and they left their body as well. Similarly, Pradyumna and others, Krishna's children, their wives also left the body, jumping into their husband's fire.
Krishna Patnya Rukminidyam Rukminyadyam Tadalpmiya Satyaha Agni Mavishan.
And Rukmini Devi and others, they were thinking about Krishna, or Krishna's wives, they were thinking about Krishna and they also jumped into the fire.
Rukminyadi, it says, Krishna Patnyaha Rukminyadyam Tadalpmigaha Satyaha Agni Mavishan.
They also entered, jumped into the fire and gave up the body, gave up their body.
Arjuna Prayasa Sakyu Krishnasya Viraha Dura Almanam Sandvayamasa Krishna Gide Sadukti Bhim. Arjuna Prayasa Sakyu Krishnasya Virahadura Krishna Gide Sadukti Bhim Almanam Sandvaya Masa.
What happened now? Arjuna is feeling very distressed, very miserable. He felt everybody has gone, there's nobody left. So Arjuna, what did he do? Even though he was feeling distress of Krishna's departure, but he remembered Bhagavad Gita. He remembered Bhagavad Gita. And with the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, he somehow or the other felt peaceful. With the strength of Bhagavad Gita, he felt very peaceful. Because Krishna has given Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna and Arjuna has utilized it at the right time. This is the purpose of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. That, of course, these scholars who are studying Bhagavatam, they will read all these things. And they will say, oh, how cruel it is, isn't it? All of them are giving their body, jumping into the fire. And this is not right, they will say. This is a very... they cannot understand these things, because mainly when you are absorbed in the body to such deeper levels, Krishna's wives, they were all personalities with high degree of spiritual realization. Therefore, they will not be disturbed over these things. When their purpose is finished here, Rukmini Devi and everybody else, when the purpose is finished, they also went back to the spiritual world. They didn't have to stay here. Who wants to stay here? They were here because Krishna was there. When Krishna is gone, they didn't want to be here anymore. So they have given up their body and went back to spiritual world. So if when we are people like us who are very much grounded here in this world, we will look at this and start thinking, oh, how cruel it is, what they have done to the Krishna's wives. What kind of society is that? People will ask all these kind of questions. But to understand that, you have to see the background behind that, where it's coming from. That giving up the body was not an unusual thing among women when the husbands left their world, left this world. It was quite a normal thing. It was followed for quite a long period of time. Only in the recent times it was forbidden and it was made against the law, and then it was followed since then like that. But that's due to the strong bodily identity that this has happened. But in a society in the Krishna's time, and even after that, many generations, they followed that strictly. They accepted that. So here Arjuna is left behind. Arjuna is feeling misery over the whole situation because everybody has gone. But Arjuna decided to stay back because Arjuna was instructed to take whoever is left behind back to the Indraprastham. And in that process, because there was instruction from Krishna, Arjuna felt happy about that because finally Arjuna got an opportunity to serve Krishna. So he wanted to do that. So therefore the instruction was to do that, and so Arjuna did that.
Bandhunam nashtagotranam Arjuna sambarayikam hatanam karayamasa yadavadanipurvasham. Nashtagotranam hatanam bandhunam sambarayikam Arjuna yathavad anipurvasha karayamasa.
Arjuna had to perform all the rituals related to the death of all those personalities who have left the world for their relations. Pindagam, Udaga Kriya, all these things Arjuna carried out according to the custom then.
Dwaragam harina tyaktva samudro aplavaya kshanat varjayitva maharaja srimad bhagavadalayam. Maharaja srimad bhagavadalayam varjayitva samudra harina tyaktam dwaragam kshanat aplavayet.
That except Krishna's palace, everything else in Dwaraka went underneath the water. Went underneath the water. The samudram pravayishyari. It says there, samudro plavaya kshanat. That Dwaragam harina tektam samudro aplavaya kshanat varjayitva maharaja srimad bhagavadalaya. Bhagavadalaya means where Krishna stayed. Except that palace, everything else was gone underneath the water.
Nityam sannihidastatra bhagavan madhusudana smritya shesha ashubharam sarva mangala mangalam. He bhagavan madhusudana nityam tatra sannihidaha.
Krishna is always present in Dwaraka, all times.
Smritya tadasmritya ashesha ashubharam sarva mangala mangalam cha bhavadi.
That place, Dwaraka, just by remembering Dwaraka, it removes all inauspiciousness from inside, and it is the most auspicious thing to remember of Krishna's palace and Krishna's stay in that place called Dwaraka.
Stri bala vruddhanadaya hadasheshan dhananjaya indraprastham samaveshya vajram tatrabhyashechayan.
Then whoever is left behind in Dwaraka, whoever is left behind, stri adasheshan stri bala vruddhan adaya, children, old people and women, whoever has left behind, all of them, Arjuna collected them all and took them all together. He wanted to travel back to Indraprastham and went to Indraprastham, and Vajranabha was installed as the king there.
Shrutva suhurdvadham raja Arjuna te pidamaha tvam tu vamshadharam krutva jagmu sarve mahapatham. He rajan te pidamaha Arjuna suhurdvadham shrutva tvam tu vamshadharam krutva mahapatham jagmu.
So you saying to Parikshit, Shukra Brahmarshi is saying, your grandfathers, particularly referring to Pandavas, all of them, they heard from Arjuna
about the Krishna's departure, and also all the destruction what happened in Dwaraka, and they also felt that it is time for them to go. All the Pandavas felt. And then that is when this Mahaprasthanam happened. Pandava's famous Mahaprasthanam. It's one of the most beautiful chapters in the first canto. Pandavas going back to the spiritual world. Yudhishthira Maharaj, that renunciation inside, that strength inside, followed by all the brothers, Bhima, Arjuna, Nakula, Sahadeva, followed by Draupadi, Kunti Devi, all of them. Kunti Devi joined Dhritarashtra and left that way, but Draupadi went with Pandavas to the Mahaprasthanam. It is called Mahaprasthanam. Pandavas Mahaprasthanam. There is a whole chapter there in the first canto. You can read that. So, what is this showing to us? In the, it is an interesting thing to understand from these great personalities, to learn so many things from them. In this world, normally we say there are two types of people, isn't it? What are they? We call it like haves and have-nots. We always say like that. In the modern world, this fight is going on all the time between these two, haves and have-nots. They appear in different names in different places, isn't it? Some places they are called capitalists and communists. Some places they are called in some other names. Different party names they are called, isn't it? Republicans and Democrats, you can say. They also have similar twist in there. Or you can say Tories and Labour, whatever way you call it. They say Tories are all rich, Labour is always for the poor. In this way they present it. Whatever it is, this haves and have-nots is the two types of people in this world. Any country you go in this world, these two will be always there. And they will always be in friction. There will always be friction between the two. One group of people saying that we don't have enough, the other people saying they have got too much. So this never goes away. This is going to be here all the time. But what we understand from Vedic literature, there is a third class of people. Who are they? Who had everything, but then who left everything here and walked out from here. And that is the greatest of all. Not these two. These two will continue the way they are. They're not going to change. There's a third class, a third category, who had everything, but then who didn't care for anything. At a particular time in their life, they managed to throw away everything and walk out from here. And that only you will see in the Vedic tradition. No other tradition will tell you this. Yudhishthira Maharaj is the number one in that. He had a kingdom. He fought the war, got the kingdom, everything. He was emperor of the planet. In spite of that, what did he do? When he decided to, business is over, walk away from here. Parikshit did that. Yudhishthira Maharaj did that. Prithu Maharaj did that. Bharata did that. Who else? Everybody, if you look into Bhagavatam or in Mahabharatam, you will see one after the other. All the kings who are mentioned in the ninth canto, they have all done the same thing. That they had that firm conviction that not staying here and fight each other, haves or have-nots, that is in a very simple language if you put it, isn't it? Haves and have-nots. So naturally, our compassion, sympathy will go for the have-nots. But what the kings are telling us is, whether you are one belong to the haves or the have-nots, you are all useless as far as they are concerned. The intelligence is to follow this, whether you have it or don't have it, at the right time, able to leave this world with that understanding, that like the way Prithu Maharaj did, Yudhishthira did, Ambarish did, and many others did in the throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. This third category you will only see in the Vedic tradition. Nowhere else you will find that. Everybody else will hold on to the last minute as long as they can. And only when they are forced out of this place they will go. Otherwise they won't go. So that is the difference. That is why Pandavas Mahaprasthanam, that renunciation among the Pandavas. As soon as Krishna has gone, they realized in this place is not worth living. Only because of Krishna's presence they stayed. As soon as Krishna left, they all said, we are going, we don't want to be here anymore. Who could give up that? And that too, the greatest emperor is doing this. So what to talk about the ordinary people? If he could do that, what a great detachment inside they had. That strength of spiritual life inside, that's what it is showing to us. The conviction of the spiritual life and reality of spiritual truth. Those who do not have that, they are the ones who stick around here for forever to establish the empire here and holding on to it somehow. That's the most important lesson we have to learn from here. That then in the next two verses, the importance of glorifying Krishna's departure from this world. Avatara Kirtanam. Avatara Leela Kirtanam. Avatara Leela means this final pastime. Krishna's final pastime of leaving this world. And if you glorify that, what benefit from that? This is a benediction from Sudeva Goswami. He's saying here, Ya eda deva devasya Vishnu karmani janmacha kirtayel shraddhaya amartya sarva bhavai pramuchyade. Then, Ya deva devasya Vishnu edan janma karmanija shraddhaya kirtayel samartya sarva bhavai pramuchyade. That whoever glorifies Krishna's appearance and the pastimes following that appearance, avataram, avatara leela, all of them, and that person, he will, that means anyone who glorifies Krishna's appearance and the pastimes which followed after the appearance, all of this, including this departure from this world, that means practically the 10th canto. Whoever reads 10th canto again and again and again, he's saying here, he will get rid of all the karma vasana from inside, which is our problem, isn't it? Karma vasana inside. Vasanas will go disappear. This is a benediction from Shukha Brahmarshi. Anyone who studies 10th canto again and reads them, appearance is the beginning from the 3rd chapter onwards, right up to this 90th chapter, from this end of this 11th canto. If you read this again and glorify Krishna in that, Krishna is present in these two cantos more than anywhere else, 10 and 11, isn't it? Completely dominated by Krishna, 10 and 11. And that he will get released from karma vasana. You won't create any more vasanas inside.
Ittam harer bhagavato rujiravataram viryani balacharidani jashandamani anyatra jekhaja shrutani granan manusho bhaktim param Paramahamsagado lebheta. Ittam harer bhagavato rujiravadaram viryani bala charidani jashandamani anyatra jehaja shudani granan manushyo bhaktim param paramahamsagado lebheta.
That in this way, harer bhagavato rujiravadaram, that supreme personality, Krishna, his appearance and all the activities connected with that appearance, and particularly Balacharidani, Krishna's childhood pastimes, specifically mentioned there. Balacharidani, and most auspicious those Balacharidani, most auspicious childhood pastimes, and whatever you have read or heard about them, if you glorify Krishna through them, then you will attain pure bhakti, param bhakti. Bhaktim param means param bhakti, not sadhana bhakti, param bhakti, paramahamsa gatau labheda, which is only available for paramahamsas. Only paramahamsas have param bhakti, and it will be available, they will have that. This is a special blessing from Shukha Brahmarshi to anyone who studies these two cantos, 10 and 11, who reads them, who reflects them, and who contemplates on that, and who relishes it all the time, they will have this special benediction from Shukha Brahmarshi. Ekadasya skandam samaptam. With that, canto 11 has finished, and canto 11 is called Mukti skandam, isn't it? Mukti skandam means for liberation, yes. Liberation is the topic of 11th canto. So we'll start with 12th canto in a few minutes.